Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 brings you Dominican Dimensions, a half hour of lively discussion about Catholic issues from a Dominican perspective, featuring the friars from St. Patrick Church in Columbus. And now, Dominican Dimensions.
Welcome to Dominican Dimensions, a half hour of lively discussion about Catholic issues from a Dominican perspective. My name is Father Jerome, and I'm a friar at St. Patrick Parish in Columbus. Today I'm joined in the studio by Father Stephen, Father Stephen Dominic, and Father Charles. Let's begin with a prayer. Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Very good. These two shows, the last one and this one, we are discussing wisdom from Alcoholics Anonymous, or not. So last time we discussed the maxim of Alcoholics Anonymous, an often repeated maxim, one day at a time, take it one day at a time. Is that really prudent or not? We decided it was. So this time, we're going to take up another one that is a very often repeated maxim from Alcoholics Anonymous, which is taken up by, again, every other group that has any addiction whatsoever. Drugs, sex, gambling, whatever it may be. And it's a maxim that they have found very helpful, and which I think could possibly apply to any human being on earth who's struggling with any sin whatsoever, a reoccurring one.
You're really building this up, Father.
I know. I do think suspense is a good...
It's important in preaching.
I appreciate suspense myself. Okay. Without further ado and without further suspense...
Drum roll.
Yes. We seek progress, not perfection. That's a maxim. We seek progress, not perfection.
Ta-da.
And, so progress, not perfection, really? I mean, you shouldn't seek perfection? And what does that even mean, to seek progress and not perfection? Progress towards what? How can you, you know, make progress towards a particular destination without that destination? how does that make any sense? Is there truly wisdom in this? Should we not seek perfection? And isn't this, in fact, what Jesus commands us to do when he says in the gospel, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect? So that's the question for today's show. Does this make any sense? And if it does, I mean, what sense does it, does this make any sense?
I think English is standing in our way of truth yet again, the English language.
As opposed to Gaelic?
Gaelic or Latin or in Gaelic Catholic language. I was thinking, but Latin in this case, because perfectus actually means complete, so be whole, integral. Now, when you apply that to our Heavenly Father, I don't think the Lord is encouraging us to attempt divinity on our own. Mm-hmm. That's been done and it doesn't work. So I think it's rather the fullness, the integrality, the fact that God is love, and that there's a sense in which it's a self-emptying love that characterizes the love of God within the life of the Trinity, the love of God with regard to his creation. Free gift. And that is the move, and we see this exemplified in humanity, and the Word of God eternally proceeding forth from Father, who for our salvation became man, taking flesh of the Virgin, and took our life, heedless of the shame, even to criminal's death, that we might understand what human perfection looks like in the mind of the Eternal Father. And that, therefore, is the point towards which we tend. But I would suggest that being perfect is Jesus' problem in us. Our problem is merely dealing with the moment, like we were saying sort of in the last show, the dealing with the moment. And therefore, progress, not perfection, in the moment should be our benchmark. Mm-hmm. There is St. John Cassian mentions that in the first conference and the conferences of the Father, he has the monk speaker make a distinction between the final end, which is the kingdom of heaven, to which the Christian tends, and then the daily goal, that towards which we aim, and that the telos, and that would be the kind of for him it would be holiness of life, you know, what, and then with the whole discussion about holiness consistent, but the perfection of holiness as human is going to be found in Jesus Christ, and therefore even if we don't hit the mark with every shot of our bow, we can begin to tend towards the mark. And if you're an archer, that is progress. You don't have to hit the bullseye every time to be an archer. What you have to do is increase your virtue, mm-hmm. your ability to shoot. And that basically is what I think the model for the moral life for the human is. And so, yes, progress, not perfection.
Mm. Yeah, that's true in other areas of life too. Like in any kind of virtue that you're growing in, it's a path of apprenticeship. In fact, in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, when it speaks about chastity, it speaks about it as an apprenticeship in self-mastery, which means there's going to be a lot of stumbles, you know. But you have someone who's teaching you and guiding you. Apprenticeship does not imply, you know, you'll get this, you know, perfected in a couple of days. No, it implies this is a long period of time. But there's someone who's looking over your work and helping you and helping you to get up again and learn from your mistakes.
You don't do it on your own.
Right. Yeah, and there's so many things that are really important in life that require that long path of progress. Like, think about if someone wants to play the violin, you know, and they're so intent on perfection, you know, that either they won't try something that's a little more difficult, or they try it, and the moment they make a mistake, they want to throw the violin in the trash can. You know, they're not going to get any better. You know, they have to just aim for, but you know, doing better. But on the other hand, it doesn't mean if you're trying to play the violin, it doesn't mean that you just don't even care about what the right notes are. Of course, you're trying to play the right notes, but you can't necessarily aim directly at perfection. You're aiming, you know, to do better than last time.
If you want to play Mozart, well, you have to practice your scales.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really important what Father Stephen Dominic was saying about perfection is fulfillment, completion. You know, it's not, I think that's a much more helpful way of understanding the word perfection is wholeness, right? Which implies that we're not whole, right? We are incomplete, unfulfilled. And the only one who can make us whole, make us fulfilled, make us complete, is the Lord. We can't do it on our own. There's no method that we can use to lift ourselves up by our own bootstraps, you know, into completion or fulfillment or wholeness. It's a work that God does in us, to which we surrender ourselves and dispose ourselves. And if we try, if we take that other route of trying to achieve wholeness, completion, fulfillment on our own and on our own terms, we end up very frustrated, but we also end up very fake, very fake. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of a story I heard about an old lady who was part of a group of friends going to a concert. And this was in New York City. And they took their seats at the concert, and one of the members of the group was a young man who was very tall, and he was sitting right in front of this old lady. And this young man was, you might say, known for being rather, I don't know, arrogant, you know, prideful, not to put too fine a point on it, full of himself. he turned around and he said to the old lady, I'm sorry, I'm blocking your view. And she said to him, oh, don't worry, honey. I've been seeing through you for years. So anyway, you know, that's how we become. If we try to achieve perfection on our own using some sort of self-invented method, you know, without opening ourselves up, surrendering to the work of the Lord in us, we become fake, and everyone can see through it. You know, so I mean, I don't want to pour contempt, you know, on that, because all of us, you know, struggle with that. Not just this particular young man. All of us struggle with a certain amount of inauthenticity and fakeness, right, in our moral and spiritual life. And I think it can proceed from trying to pursue perfection in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what you find in so many, when you read the writings of saints who have gotten near perfection, you find this tremendous, almost disturbing sense of humility, mm-hmm. in the sense that, you know, Teresa of Avila will say, well, I'm the worst of sinners, you know, when you read that, and you feel even worse. Like, well, if she's the worst of sinners, where does that leave me? You know, but I think there's
speak
a reason
for
that. I do speak for myself. I think there's a reason for that, because I think the closer you get to perfection, the more you need that humility, the more you need to recognize that you are only there because Christ is doing the work in you, you know, because, you know, you are only trying to progress somewhere. And when you think that you've, you know, you don't have far to go, you immediately have that temptation to the greatest sin, which is pride, that temptation to condescend, to look down on other people. So I think that's why you see those things hand in hand. When people do get close to perfection, or relatively so, or completion, they do tend to have great humility.
There's also the thing, I think, which is a true phenomenon, where the master cabinet maker will see flaws in perfection in his work, where the journeyman will see just a great piece of furniture. Mm-hmm. You know, that the one who is more expert can see the deficiencies and flaws more clearly. And I think the saints, when looking at themselves, see that gap more, the gap between themselves and God, the more keenly, in a way that maybe beginners don't, mm-hmm. you know, or beginners are even to deny, mm-hmm. because we would all like, well, I'm not a problem, really. I'm really not that bad a person. You, one hears this, mm-hmm. I'm really not a bad person, Father. I mean, but and then just add your list of whatever you're going to mention. But so I do think that there is that phenomenon going on. Mm-hmm.
Very good. You're listening to the Dominican Dimensions, a half hour of lively discussion about Catholic issues from a Dominican perspective. My name is Father Jerome, and I'm a friar at St. Patrick Parish in Columbus. I'm joined in the studio by Father Stephen Davnik-Hayes, and Father Charles. We have been discussing the maxim of Alcoholics Anonymous: we seek progress, not perfection. Yeah, just to add to what my brothers have been saying, you know, I remember like being on a race, like a 5K race, and I was trying to go as fast as I could. you know, I was, but like at a point I realized, oh, wow, there's way more to this race than I realized. And so I kept going, but had I known accurately, like where I was on the race, I would have totally like just stopped running. Yeah. I mean, I would have gotten into a spirit of despair. And honestly, like as a religious and as a priest, had I known my weaknesses at the time I took my first vows, I would not have become a religious or a priest. You know, I think it was providential. You know, I didn't, I mean, our Lord, hid that from me. He does it in everyone, and the lives of a lot of saints. He hides their weaknesses because, you know, they're depending too much on their own strengths than on our Lord's. And I think that's really what's at the, but you know, you learn humility. But I think that's really what's at the heart of we seek progress, not perfection. If we're, If we're seeking perfection, the enemy can always, always, always get us with despair. Like, look at you and look at what you're striving for and look at the distance, look at the difference and look at what you have. Like, you're never going to obtain it, you know? And that can be very persuasive. Very persuasive. You know, if we give into that, like, and, you know, but it's based on pride. We're looking at our own resources and we see we don't have them. If you see the truth, you see, I do not have what it takes. So I think the kernel of truth, which really works, which really helps people who are really struggling with addictions and habitual sins. And I mean, this works for anyone on earth, you know, with the maxim, we seek progress, not perfection, is we're content. We're content to like do the next right thing. You know, making progress on the journey, you know, one step at a time, as you know, that proverb, a journey of 1,000 miles is always made one step at a time. And you look at, okay, I made progress today. Mm-hmm. And that's it. You're not God. God will provide. Again, it's about the Father providing. But I made progress. If I keep making progress, I can do it, you know, with God's help.
I think one thing in the present age is this willingness to look to other points, other masterworks of being human than Christ. Because I do think we are living in an age where many voices are competing with the Christian message. And so when you're looking for perfection, is it to be found in Christ? I think a lot of people seem to try to find it somewhere else. And it seems to me that's always going to be a false journey, that moving in. One of the things about the 12-step programs, my personal feeling of the literature I've read, is that it really does deal with the God who is. I mean, when you subject yourself to the higher power, that really is God. It really is God, you know, and there's only one of those. But when you talk about other kinds of perfection, you know, in terms of a life lived in business, a life lived for human relationships, love, and so forth. We're living in a society which is very uncomfortable with heroes, very uncomfortable with, if you want, the equivalent of saints in secular life, and is always looking for flaws, always looking. And that, to my mind, is one of the reasons why so many people, it seems, lack hope or willingness to think about these things. That's the other thing. I've met so many young people who don't seem to have much of an idea of what they'll be doing in 5 years. They have no plans, no hopes, no dream for progress. And that is I think this is where Christ provides a really brilliant beacon of wisdom for people's life. I mean, even if you didn't accept the truth of him as God, just as a human being, he would be worth building towards, building, you know, a life towards, building a family towards, building a society towards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think maybe we could be a little more energetic about putting that idea before people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's helpful to look at how Jesus brought his apostles and disciples along in Scripture. You know, he doesn't confront them, as Father Jerome was saying, with all of their weaknesses and inadequacies right up front, you know. I mean, sometimes he's pretty harsh, but he allows them to, you know, this is something for those of us who, you know, do have the gifts of faith, hope, and love. We have to be careful to allow others to make their own journey and make their own discoveries, you know. That is a real gift you can give someone, to allow them to make their own discoveries and to make their own mistakes. And we have to be willing to do that in our own lives. You know, the path to the fulfillment, completion, perfection that we're seeking is inevitably going to be studded with failure, you know, because that's, as human beings, that's how we learn. And if we're too fearful or prideful to fail, then we're never going to make progress, you know. So I think that's definitely part of the progress piece, you know, is being willing to fail.
And the progress, I mean, I think we've been taking it sort of the one who's making the journey. But, you know, as people who are on the journey with other people, you know, one weakness I see sometimes in the people, in Christian people, is our willingness to tell sinners, our insistence on telling sinners about how bad they're doing right now, you know, when they in their weakness know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got a person who is down and broken in the midst of their compulsion, whatever it is, and you start telling them, well, yes, you're doing a horrible job. This is a rotten thing you're doing. You know, I don't think you would get them back in the right path very easily.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, we know what the truth is. I mean, what I think we may need to pay attention to is how we help each other, smooth a path for each other, support each other precisely in our brokenness and weakness.
Yeah.
You know, God forgives sins. We're just there to help sinners.
Yeah, right. The Good Samaritan didn't say to the man on the side of the road, boy, you look awful.
Yeah. Or that was stupid, traveling alone.
Right, yeah.
So, but the progress, I think, has to be towards Christ. You know? Mm-hmm. And that we can help people with and should smooth it.
Yeah.
and I think, you know, Father Jerome, you were talking about despair and the danger of despair and how being a perfectionist naturally leads to despair. But I think one thing to always remind yourself of, no matter how low you find yourself in your life, is if I do give up, I'll become 10 times worse. Mm-hmm. You know, so the very fact that you, you know, and that's one of the purposes of the Sacrament of Reconciliation, is to keep us from getting worse. Mm-hmm. You know, if we stop going to confession, if we stop receiving the Lord's forgiveness and mercy and encouragement, then we're not just going to, you know, be the mediocre people we are. We're going to be, we're quickly going to slide into something much worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's one of the great things about confession. We were watching a movie recently. I mean, it was just, some people committed a horrible sin. It was murder, more than one, you know, and they were slowly led into that. But I mean, I was just thinking about, wow, imagine that. And the end of the movie was them living with their lives like they went back to their ordinary lives. They gained nothing from it, but they obviously always had the memory of that. And I was thinking, what would it be like to have committed a serious, serious sin like that and live the whole rest of your life without confession?
Without absolution.
Yeah.
Without hope of forgiveness. And with the burning weight of the secrets.
Yeah.
Because that's...
It'd be hell.
Yeah.
It'd be hell. And I mean, not just... That was murder, but...
Well, the
there's other sins.
Yeah.
Of which it'd still be hell. But I mean, the whole mystery of confession, I mean, that's our Lord saying, you know, it's not all or nothing.
That's right.
I mean, I know you're all in between, you know, loving me and being sinners. And that's why I gave you the sacrament to return to again and again and again and again. And I take joy in giving you forgiveness and strength. And we need that. If you think of any natural analogy of anything whatsoever, like pursuing any perfection whatsoever in any sport or art or science or anything, and you think of someone as an amateur thinking, look where I am and look at that one whom I admire or whatever it is. I mean, Satan could, I mean, you could just despair at any time. You're dead. I mean, if that's your perspective. But if you're like, well, I'm learning, I'm making progress, I'm learning, then, you know.
Yes.
Thanks be to God who has given us the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, as St. Paul says.
Yes. And to remember that the goal, the perfection that we're seeking is friendship, you know. That's what our fulfillment and completion consists in, is friendship, you know, fullness of friendship with the Lord.
And with each other.
We can have that right now, you know, not the fullness of it, but right now we can have friendship with the Lord. He's the one who's gone before us and is leading us, drawing us along, you know, haltingly and stumblingly. So.
Well, very good. All right. Well, thank you, brothers, for another great conversation. I really do enjoy these I'm strengthened by them. So, and thank all of you listeners for joining us today for Dominican Dimensions. My name is Father Jerome, and I'm a friar at St. Patrick Parish in Columbus. I've been joined in the studio today by Father Stephen Dominic Hayes, and Father Charles. Let's now end in a prayer. O light of the Church,
teacher of truth, rose of patience, ivory of chastity, freely you have poured forth the waters of wisdom. Preacher of grace, unite us with the blessed. Amen.
Dominican Dimensions is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of Dominican Dimensions and all of our locally produced programs are available at stgabrielradio.com.